Okay, so yesterday we went over the unique chesed that Noah. Thank you very much. Noah's sons did for him by not looking at him, and that extra chesed nuance and chesed, the notion that we have to look for ways to cover up people's embarrassment, which is a huge chesed to do for a person. He's calling that a part of the mitzvah d'oraisa chesed. Now we move on to lech lecha vayera. No, lech lecha, right? Yeah? Good. Yeah. The Torah teaches us the war, the milchama of the four kings that beat the five kings, and then Avraham Avinu went in to save Lot and risked his life, literally. Ve'ech shetarach Avram, v'kol kocho. Now Avraham Avinu fought with all of his might. He also brought other warriors with him, other people. He didn't go alone. That's going to be an issue for the Chafetz Chaim. We're going to look at that now, that he didn't go alone to fight. Just to save Lot and his property, min hatzara, from the whole siege that was taking place there. Now, here comes the afalpi, even though Shalot haya poshea b'davar. Lot was poshea. He was responsible for what he did. He got into his own mess, so to speak. Ukamoshe katu, v'hu yoshev b'sdom. He went to choose the Sdom as his neighborhood to live over there. And Rashi says, mi garam lo zot. Who caused him to get kidnapped? Who caused this mess to happen to Lot? He did. His choice to live in stone was his downfall. Even so, big gates are hard for people. Hitchased Avram imo kedei latzilo. Still, Abraham went and risked his life to save this guy. Now, let's understand what he's saying over here. His basic point, besides the incredible, thank you, the Herculean efforts that he made to save his cousin, and okay, he went to war, etc., hired workers to come along with him, like the mercenaries, Aner, Eshkol, whatever, Mamre. But the big chiddush, I think, here in this one is that he did a chesed for someone who the normal person responds, I told you so. I told you so. I told you not to live over there in stone. I told you, you made your own bed. You have to sleep in it now. That is the normal way the brain works when there's a person who needs a chesed and you don't want to do it. The first thing that pops into your head is this apalpi. If we're psychologists and all the people, they're going to tell you that's the first place your defense mechanism goes. I don't want to do it. He did it to himself. Look at this punk. What should I have to help him for? I'm not going to help him. Why should I give him money? He doesn't know. Look at how he spends his money. He doesn't know how to budget himself. Why should I help him? He doesn't know how to do this. He doesn't know how to do that. Get a job. That's the big one. Okay. But in any situation, there's always this Yetzirah. This guy deserves everything that's coming to him. I'm not helping him. I'm going to help a good guy. That's false. That's pure Yetzirah, as we see here. That is what's going to, and it's true, that even if it's 100% true, Rashi says it was Lot's fault that he got kidnapped. He did it. Avram didn't care. That was not a factor in his decision making as to whether or not Lot deserves his chesed now, his saving his life. I don't think so. I don't know if this is Lefi Mishur Sadin. let's we can take a look now at the notes. Okay, let's take a look at the footnotes. But there is a discussion whether or not you have to save your risk your life, put yourself in a sakana in order to save another person's life, etc. There is that aspect. Let's take a look at the footnote now, the Haggah. The Haggah says on the note that he brought along on their Eshkol and Mamre, he puts a footnote as to why he put that factor in. Why do we care that Abraham took some soldiers with him and didn't go by himself? Why does the Chafetz Chaim add that in? So in the footnote, he explains why he put those three guys in there. So he says, nearly, lefi, ma sheyadua, it's known, sha'avos kimu kol ha-Torah, our avos, did the whole Torah, Torah Shebiksav, the Torah Shebalpeh, says the Chafetz Chaim. Now, truth is, I see in the footnote here, in my version of the Sefer, that there is no Chazal that discusses that the Avos did the whole Torah Kula. Only Abraham Avinu, we have Midrashim and places, Gemaras, that indicate that he did the whole Torah Kula. But there's no Mefurish place that Yitzhak kept the Torah, Yaakov kept the Torah. So they asked Rav Chaim Kanievsky in this book, and he told them that we don't know where that chazal is. Hayom ein lanu ze bechazal. We don't have it. This is a side point, really, but it's interesting. Ela berishonim. We really find it in the Rishonim. They talk about how Yaakov and Yitzhak also kept the whole Torah. And if you look in the Ramban, I think we did this Ramban together one Thursday night in Kavod Hey, he discusses this at great length, says the footnote. So really, that's just a footnote here that really we don't have a source in Chazal that he really did, but we have it in the Rishon. They said that, but Avram we know. Avram we know. So he could for sure say that, and he changed the Lashon to the Avos. So that's why he felt the need to explain it. So now.
When Avram went to Sefer,
let me just finish this footnote, and then we'll ask questions. I just want to make sure we understand anything, because Yaakov Schoenzeit also has a question in suspension that we have to answer. So here we go. It says here that the Avos kept the whole Torah, also the Torah Shebiksav, also the Torah Shebalpeh. Kidiksiv, Ekev Asher Shama Avram Bekoli. This is the pasuk in Bereishis Kavav, hey? And then it says, V'Torah Sai. He says, kept my Torahs, my plural. And Rashi says over there that he also kept the Gemara, the Torah Shebalpeh. So now, what did Avraham Avinu do by bringing Aner, Eshkol, and Mamre? Why did he bring those three? So he's trying to explain that it's a function of Avraham Avinu knowing the Torah Shebaal Peh. The Torah Shebaal Peh forced Avraham Avinu to bring three guys along with him. How does it work? He's going to explain. Kavanas Avraham haya kidei lekayim bezeh mashekasu lo tamor al damriecha. There's a drush in the Gemara that says in Sanhedrin, Ayin Gimel, that lo tamor al dam reyecha, the simple pshat is what? That you can't watch your friend drowning in the ocean and let him drown. And you're standing there while his blood, your friend's blood, is drowning in the ocean. You cannot do that. You've got to go and save his life. That's the simple pshat. But the Gemara says, al pi ha-mekuba mechazal Sanhedrin Ayin Gimel, the mechuyev afilu liskor anashim. You have an obligation to go hire people to go help you save the guy's life who's drowning. So assuming you're not a lifeguard and you see the guy drowning, midoraisa, the simple pshat in the pasuk, you have to dive in if you're the lifeguard. You have to dive in and save him. Well, let's assume you don't know how to swim. You're not going to be able to save the guy. But you see that Aviel and Yaakov Kamfer right next to you and they know how to swim. I've got to go say, hey, guys, here's $100, maybe more. Go get that guy. I got to hire people with Daraisa because of Lo Tamal Al Damrieta. I have to spend my money now to go and get these guys. So says the Chafetz Chaim, the reason why Avram didn't go alone is not because he went by himself because he wanted to save his life. But he also has a chiv to go hire people from the Gemara in Sanhedrin, Lo Tamol Adam Re'echa. You have an Issa Daraisa to watch him drown, and you have an ability to spend money. You have to spend your money also. So that's what he did, says the Chafetz Chaim. Kedei lahatzil es chavero min hagayas ve'alistim, robbers, or anybody who's going to hurt him, you have that obligation to go and save him. Ayin sham. Ve'av she'haya makom sakana. Even though he was putting himself in danger, he was going up against an army. Botach b'Hashem shelo yehun elod kol ra. He had bitachon on HaKadosh Baruch Hu that he's going to win this war and he'll be fine. Lakach amar lo Hashem yisbarach. This is why Hashem said back to Abraham in a vision, in a nevuah. Al tir Avram, don't be afraid. Scharcha harve ma'od. You have a lot of scar. Why did he have to tell him that? Because he thought he lost all his scar by having to go fight the war and be saved. That he was Hashem was giving away all of his credits by saving his life. He said, no. I knew mashikim a mitzvah b'shleimusa. You did the mitzvah the right way. Not because he was afraid that he lost his scar. I said, no. You did it the right way. You went and hired workers. You did everything you could in terms of chesed. So you're getting a big scar. You did the mitzvah b'shleimusa. V'gam lo nene me'uma. Mimena me'uma. He got no physical benefit from saving Lot and capturing all the spoils of war. Nothing. Shelo lakach michut ba'atzroch now. He did not take one, help me.
Shoelace.
He didn't take a shoelace from the war. So we're seeing here, he was pure in his mitzvah to save the life. So to answer first, let's go to Yaakov Shonzai. It seems lo tamor al dam re'echa is not optional. It's a drush d'oraisa. You know, and it's a chiyuv to go spend money when your friend is in danger. You have the ability. Now, the Sma says, by the way, for the Choshen Mishpat people, in Simen, Taf Chaf Bav, that you have to save the guy's life with your own hands and dive into the water and save him if he's drowning. That we learn from the mitzvah of Ashavas Aveda, Ashavos Olo. Right, you do a Shavas Aveda. By the way, that's the mitzvah when you save a guy's life physically with your own hands or a doctor in a surgery. The drush is the pasuk in the Torah that you mekayim was v'ashev osalo. You did a Shavas Aveda. You gave him back his life that was about to be lost. Mamish. But that's where you learn out that if you do it, but to save a guy with your money, you don't learn from a Shavas Aveda. They learn that from lo tamol dam re'echa. The sourcing the two points for us. So he was mekayiming two Ashavas Aveda. It's not optional. It's not a chesed. You've got to do it, Yaakov. You've got to do it. And so to lo tamor adam re'echa, to lo tase, you've got to do it. So it's hard to hear that maybe you could have said because he was in danger of dying that he doesn't have a chiyuv to put himself in sakana. That's another cheshbon. Okay, but in terms of the obligation to save a man's life and spend money to do it, that's a mitzvah chiyuv d'oraisa. He's saying it's also in the category of chesed. Okay, so we learned two things over here. Number one, the limits that we have to go to help, but here it's saving someone's life, but to do a chesed, number one is always check. The second your mind goes to how this guy deserves it, he deserves what he's getting. Of course he's in the hospital. He's kissing corona patients. What do you think he should be? Of course he should be in the hospital. I'm not davening for him. I'm not helping this knucklehead. All he does is get himself into trouble. He makes the wrong choices all the time. Now I'm supposed to help him? The answer is yes. Help him. Now, if you're helping him and it's going to be some type of creating a problem, you know what I'm saying? Like he's a heroin addict, and you keep giving him the heroin because you love him. You seem sorry, but you're an idiot. So that's something's wrong with you. But barring those weird cases where you helping him do his bad behavior, that's, you know what I'm saying? Besides those cheshbonos, and I would say that you should err on the side of caution and say that every time I'm thinking, no, I don't want to be the one who's helping him with his drug addict. So he buys more heroin. I'm not helping him. Anytime your mind goes to any place like that, I'm helping him do bad. The starting position is that's your Yetzer Hara who doesn't want to help. That's why you're thinking I shouldn't do it. First, you should say, I have to help him. I have to help him. He's a mess. He's got problems. It doesn't mean he's putter from the mitzvah of chesed. He is still a person who's obligated for me to do everything. He caused it. He's causing it now. I have to help him anyway. No nafkamina. If afterwards you go to your Musar Chavrusa or your rabbi and you want to discuss with him, is this the right thing to do in this situation? Let him be the one to prove to you that you shouldn't do the chesed. Let him be the one to say, no, that's not a good application of this rule. But in general, the starting position is we don't want to help people, especially if we see any culpability on their part. Especially, those are the guys you never want to help. And we see here, Lot was not your number one candidate for chesed. He was a confused man, giving his girls away and confused things going on with him. Still, Avraham Avinu didn't stop. Fine. Now let's just to Avraham's question. Go ahead. There was a guy, that Daniel Rosten. We were having a board meeting and we were talking about a certain person. I was called one British guy and I called him Richard Norman. And he was not British, he's Scottish, you know, the guy that's Richard something else. And I'm saying, I just called him Richard Norman, not even thinking about the guy. I didn't even realize that I called him Richard Norman. Well, how many Richards do you know? You got to call any Richard you know Richard Norman, especially if he sounds different. And Daniel Ross then tried to stop. He said, wait, you realize that you're calling him Richard Norman. We have to stop this now before you don't stop calling him Richard Norman. That's not his name. Didn't help. Maybe this will help. Maybe now that I know what I'm saying to Robin, his name is not Richard Norman, I won't do it again. Yehudari.
The Hosang said that Avraham went and brought people with him because of the mitzvah, if you're not able to do it yourself.
Right, you have a chachir to go spend your money. Now, the Sma says in Pochet Mishpat over here that if the guy that you save has the money, you can go to Tovayim and Beis Din. The guy you saved his life, you can go to Tovayim and get your money back. That's the Sma in Tafkuf
Av. I understand, but was Avraham able to do it by himself? That's my question.
Well,
if he was, then there was no need to hire these two people.
So he's saying he thought that he needed some help.
Right.
If you're the one man against four kings, it's not such a simple.
Like, so how many people did he bring with?
It's unclear if he just brought Eliezer or who he or.
Still, it's against all armies, just him and two other people.
Okay,
guys.
So three guys.
And also, it's.
Are you asking me whether it was a miracle? For sure, it was a miracle what happened over here, unless he was super fine.
In Simcha Aleph, do we not say that as well? It says that he was betech Hashem. So
right.
In Simcha Aleph, how can you just say, I've got Batochen and therefore everything will be okay? I'm going against at least 20, 30 other people, not thousands. Like, what was?
Well,
kind of the
maybe they were super fighters, these three guys. They had big guns. And the three of them together had a system. Four of them could have gotten in there and they could have done it. But he couldn't do it himself. He needed three more guys because he wanted to do strategic. He needed decoys to go.
So it wasn't a net of
not at all. Let's go by that, okay? What's not a nace over here? Everything is a nace. But he needed three more guys in order to help him to pull it off.
Mishtadlis.
He had to do some mishtadlis. These guys were super Rambo. You know what Rambo was? You don't know. It was when I was a kid. He was a superhero. He could kill everybody by himself. It was nothing for him. Don't worry. Okay, let's stop here. Continue tomorrow.